I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Doug Sovereign is live in Milwaukee this morning. The Republican National Convention has reached the halfway point. Doug, if you can, bring us some of the highlights from last night.
Yeah, you know, the second night, the focus was really on crime, public safety, immigration. They're calling it Make America Safe once again. And that was the focus. And I will say, you know, they heard from vanquished presidential contenders, Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis, along with Vivek Ramaswamy, who was always a pretty ardent Trump supporter. But Haley and DeSantis have come around. And I don't know if you watch Game of Thrones, but it was like people coming to bend the knee before the conquering emperor, because they all towed the Trump line and gave full-throated endorsements of him.
Now, tonight, we're expected to hear from the VP pick, J.D. Vance. Is this going to be a big one in a sense that we don't really know too much about him, at least on a national level?
Yeah, this is his, you know, primetime debut, a chance for him to introduce himself to the voters, to the American people. We've all read things about him, but I would guess most people have never seen him speak, not in an extended way. So this is big for him. I mean, this is a test. This is always the first big test of a new running mate, and their chance to make a strong first impression. And sometimes they do and then fall flat. You think of Sarah Palin, and sometimes they don't fall flat, and then, you know, they'll sustain whatever success they have on this first night. But sure, this is his maiden voyage, if you will, and there's a lot of pressure on him to deliver now. Obviously, he's a very smart guy. He's a great writer. If you read his book, I don't know if he writes his own speeches. I would guess he's got some help with this one. But it's a really big moment for him. And I'm sure the delegates will lap up whatever he has to say. They seem very pleased with his selection. But, of course, the real test is what the voters think.
Hey, Doug, thanks for the update. Doug Sovereign, live in Milwaukee this morning.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one. And one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.